Depression is not just a mental illness. It is much more than that because it has devastating physical impacts. It affects the body in many ways. And a lot of us don't appreciate that. What we think is that this is some sort of, you know, mental disorder which doesn't have a physical aspect. That is very wrong. Let me give you an example. One of the common side effects of suffering from depression and anxiety is insomnia. Now, insomnia is basically the fact that you can't sleep at night. You have sleepless nights, your sleep is disturbed. The quality of your sleep is very poor. And it's all because of the anxiety you have during the day, the thoughts that linger on and cause you problems, the repetitive thoughts, the fact that your body is tense, the fact that you've identified certain problems which you can't solve, and cognitively, in your mind, those problems are continuing to go around and around in circles. When you get to bed, the same thoughts linger on. Causes sleep problems. Sleep itself then leads to other problems because during the day you're very tired, you're very irritable, you get angry quickly, and it's all because of a lack of sleep, which was caused by depression. Then, memory problems. People who suffer from depression often experience memory problems. They can't remember things, they've got a list of things to do, and they usually forget. They don't organize themselves properly so as to write down what they need to do. So when they forget things, they become very frustrated. And if it's the first time or, you know, this happened in your life, it can be very frightening and daunting as well. They think, well, am I starting to lose my mind? And what it is, gradually, this is building up. And what people then do is they turn to drugs and alcohol to try and relieve themselves. And what they've done is found the wrong solution. Because this may give temporary relief, but actually what it's going to do is going to increase your problems a million times over now. If you start to take drugs to battle depression, it's not going to go away. What it's going to do is increase. If you turn to alcohol, it's not going to solve your problems. It's going to increase them. In the short term, you might think, well, I've forgotten it and it's given me a body high. All the chemicals are being released from the brain, the dopamine, the serotonin, all of this. But the reality is that it's just taking you on a fake deception. And after that deception comes down, you are back where you were, but you're a lot worse off. But with this, not only have you become addicted to this drug or the alcohol, but at the same time, you have destroyed your religion by going towards this. You have disobeyed the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have taken something which is haram, and this has a negative impact which will destroy you. Look at your life. Look at the excellent health you possess. Look at what Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with, children, parents, partner, everything. You have all that life has to offer, and yet you've become depressed, anxious, and distressed over little trivial matters. Don't be. This is a trap of the shaitan. What it does is it takes away your resolve to live for today. It says, what's your life worth? It's not worth anything. Why are you doing this? Just sit there. It's not worth it. Life isn't good. It's just dark and lonely. Everybody's against you. Every cry is against you. Everybody hates you. You've got nothing to live for. And you'll be surprised. These people have suicidal thoughts regularly. Yet, if they just looked at it from a different perspective, they had all that life had to offer. They had to keep themselves busy with good work. And what they left is a vacuum. And a vacuum has to be filled by something. So in came boredom. And boredom is the weapon of the shaitan. And in came the thought processes. and repeating, why did that happen? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? If I did this, this would have happened. If I had that happened, if he didn't do this, this would have happened, and that would have happened. I would have been richer. I would have been better. I would have been this. And suddenly, you're in this vicious cycle. But for the man of courage, for the man of bravery, for the sister who's strong, said, this was the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I did whatever I could. I couldn't prevent it. I accepted. What do I do now? I want to make a schedule, and I want to make sure this mistake never happens again, and I make something of my life. What's the difference? You've got one person who problems come to, anxiety comes to, this depression, low mood comes to, and he comes out of it shining. And then you have another person who it takes into the dungeons and straps him there in chains and leaves him there for years. What's the difference? The difference is this beautiful deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one protected his salah. He prayed on time. He went to the masjid. He read the Quran. He understood the Quran. He prayed in the court of Allah azza wa jal. He put his problems in the court of Allah azza wa jal and said, Ya Allah, these are my problems. I can't solve them. You are the Creator Supreme. By the blessings of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, please solve my problems. And then mentally, he thought, I've given my difficulties over to Allah Azza wa Jal. My Creator has set a duty for me. I need to pray salah. I need to learn the deen. I need to act upon halal and haram. I am going to try and do that. Allah Azza wa Jal will reward me for my efforts. But at the same time, my problems are now in the court of the Creator, who, by the blessings of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will help me. 3 days later, he's out of his anxiety and depression. The problem's still there, but the anxiety and depression have gone. Now look at the other side. He's on that vicious cycle and he thinks there's no end. He doesn't turn to Salah, he doesn't turn to the Quran, he doesn't turn to the Masjid, he doesn't turn to the Deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't listen to Nate Parks, he doesn't listen to Quran, he doesn't listen to Bayan, he doesn't go on the Madni Kaflas, he doesn't attend the Thursday Ijtimaas, he does nothing. All he does is stays in his vicious circle. And after a few months, the depression is so bad that now he's locked himself in a room. He's not talking to his wife. He's not talking to his children. He's not ringing his friends. All he does is binge watch television all day. And now he has an antidepressant from his doctor long term. Where was the problem? This person turned to Allah Azza wa Jal. This one didn't. Didn't you ever think that maybe, just maybe, this depression, this anxiety was a test to see who dealt with it properly? Let's learn to deal with our problems in the correct way. And if you deal with them in this way, by turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, you will watch your problems disappear. And just look at it this way. Think of yourself, every time you have one of these difficulties to deal with, think, is it going to make a difference on the day of judgment when I stand before my Creator and give accountability? No. This little trivial problem is nothing compared to that accountability. But I can make a difference to that accountability by reacting to this problem, this calamity, this depression, this distress in a positive way with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if I do that, then even on the day of judgment, this depression that came will be a saving grace for me, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Salu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.